The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, the centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. They say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes. And my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer, we pray that when the Lord comes, that our door will be open. When the Lord comes, that our door will be open. That refers, if you like, to Revelation chapter 3, in which we hear, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Whoever opens up to me, I will sit down with him, and he will sit down with me, and we will dine together." Most of you probably know the famous painting of Holman Hunt. Holman Hunt presents Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd with staff in hand, and he's knocking at the door. On one occasion, someone came up to the painting, to the artist, and said, "Well, it's a wonderful painting, but you forgot something that's essential. You forgot to paint the doorknob on the door." And the artist defended himself, saying, "I purposely did not paint the doorknob from without, because the doorknob is from within." And that's the opening prayer, is that as we start Advent, Christ is knocking at the door of your heart, and he wants that door to be open so he can come in and he can just flood you with so many graces and so many blessings. First reading from Isaiah, very poetic, says that God will be a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. That's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, cloud and light, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church explains, giving some of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. We want to pray to Mary, who is overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, because this is a month in which we focus on Jesus within Mary, that we would be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The responsorial psalm is the same response we had yesterday in Mass. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Our greatest joy should be to come to the house of the Lord every morning, where we encounter Christ present in his word, but especially encounter Christ present in his sacrament. And that sacrament is the Eucharist. Let's see if sometime during Advent you might bring someone else to the house of the Lord. Pope Francis encourages all of us to be missionaries. Missionary is a person that is out on the lookout for souls that might be open to the grace of God. So let us go rejoice in the house of the Lord and bring others to experience this joy. Gospel today, the essential message of the Gospel today is this, is that Jesus came to save all. Catholic means universal. You hear at the very end, Jesus said that some will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Jesus is saying he came not simply for one group of people, Jesus came to save all. So the Gospel today, this person that is called the centurion, teaches us many virtues. Many. First and foremost is his great faith in Jesus Christ. Great faith. We should pray that we would have the faith of the centurion. Don't forget that the centurion is not from the chosen people. The centurion is a Roman. Centurion, who knows, maybe had Roman gods that he would adore. But apparently he heard about Jesus Christ. Had he already seen Jesus Christ? We don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But anyway, in any case, this centurion had faith in Jesus Christ. And that second, the second point is the faith of this centurion brought him to approach Jesus Christ. All of us can approach Jesus Christ at any time, any place, any manner. Jesus is the most approachable person in the world. But Jesus Christ, he does not force himself upon us. Rather, he respects our freedom. He respects our freedom. He's not going to force himself upon anyone. We have to approach him freely and of our own free will. Now the conversation is a wonderful conversation. The centurion is a soldier that has officials above him and below him. But what he's basically saying is this. I understand the importance of orders. I understand the importance of obedience. I understand the importance of authority. And he brings to our Lord this this very painful situation. He says that he's got a servant that's paralyzed and he's suffering greatly. So there's another beautiful attribute of this centurion, and it's this, that he has compassion on this in the servant is suffering. So he's moved not only by faith, but he's moved by compassion. And what does the word compassion mean? Compassion means the ability to suffer with another person. Cum passio in Latin. The ability to suffer with another person. And then Jesus right away says, I will go to his house and to your house and heal him. Then he responds, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come underneath my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. Now Jesus marvels at this. And he says that he's not found even this faith among the chosen people. So not only do we have faith, but also we have another important virtue, that of humility. Great humility. And Jesus says, be it done according to your faith. And right away the centurion's servant is healed. So there's a lot. There's a lot in this gospel today. So let's beg the Lord, as St. Ignatius says, beg for the grace, that we will have great faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray that Jesus would heal us. Heal us physically, heal us emotionally, heal us morally, heal us spiritually, that the Lord would heal us. Let's also pray that we would be humble. Jesus loves those who are humble of heart. Let's pray for that grace, for great humility. And most important, let's pray that like Jesus and like the centurion, that we would all exercise compassion. Compassion is another name for love, a willingness to love and help those who suffer. So let's enter into the season of Advent with these sentiments of the centurion and turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was the woman of faith, a woman of profound humility. But as Vatican II says in Lumen Gentium chapter 8, in the dogmatic constitution of the Church in the modern world, says that the greatest virtue of Mary was her love, her compassion. May Mary obtain for us very special graces this holy season of Advent. Amen.